Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
These are American Christmas traditions. I was gonna say Christian.
Nice.
Christmas
One
traditions.
One job, Wiggins.
That are disappearing, and it's sad, and I wanted to dwell on it.
Do you have 10 minutes of content here?
Oh, absolutely. There's okay. A ton of these, actually. The headline is, sorry, boomers, these holiday traditions are disappearing.
BuzzFeed?
So the No.
Yahoo.
This is... you don't even want to know. It's like...
What was it? CareerAddict.com?
CareerAddict. I'll get back to CareerAddict later.
I'm sure you will.
Don't worry. There's a wealth of content
it's
there.
It's December. Every show from here on out is a step down. But don't act like you're not doing that at your job.
Everybody's doing that.
You're doing right now, you're not thinking about work. You don't like work. You're working because you need to afford all the crap you need to buy right now.
Exactly. The only people working really hard, like harder than ever, is the Trump administration.
The difference is that you're actively admitting that you're doing that while your bosses are listening.
Yeah, but
they're not listening.
You know, I can always go to them later and say, like,
listening.
Look, you guys, that was all an act.
They're taking
but it's
content.
Really not.
this is what we do on the air. You know, it's fun. Everybody has a good time.
In radio, all you have to do is say, did you listen to the end? And
that's
if they
right.
say yes, you're like, see?
Nobody. There's nobody above us listening to this at all,
listening.
Which is great because we can talk about stuff that's just super sad. Everybody tunes out. this is things that are disappearing that I kind of wanted to see. Is there anybody in the room still doing any of these things, or did you used to and you don't anymore? The first one is Christmas caroling. Have you ever participated in this in your life?
Absolutely.
Did you go door to door?
I have gone door to door one time before, but we used to always go to nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, Lutheran schools, folks. I don't know how many of them still do that. Well, actually, I know for sure that my kids have done that. But we would go to assisted living facilities and nursing homes, and you just kind of go in the cafeteria and you sing songs.
I think we did this once as a church group when I was in high school, and we just walked down one street. And I was thinking, well, we did cheer those people up, but man, that wasn't very much.
What do you want from carolers?
One song. I would love for somebody to come to our house and sing a Christmas carol and move. That's amazing.
What would you do after? Would you give them something?
I'd probably clap and, you know, shower them with affection.
Zumba the whole time they're singing to
give them some
Hark the Herald.
I don't really know what Zumbaing is, so I can't tell you whether I would do it to a Christmas carol.
Well, I'll let you know if you start.
That guy. That guy just can't stop. Is he Zumbaing? He doesn't even know. Have you ever done this?
Yes.
Ethan?
Yeah.
You've caroled?
Both house to house and in nursing mm-hmm. homes, yes.
Ethan,
really?
Can you sing? That's a yes or no question. You know
yes.
that you can. Yes, you can. Brad, can you sing?
No.
Ryan, can you sing?
Yes.
We should carol.
Hark the Herald Angels sing right now. Go.
No.
You said you could.
Yeah, I can, but this is not the place for that.
This is the place for that.
Mm-hmm. Talent scouts listening.
Do it like
Nobody
Carrie Underwood,
Ryan. Nobody in management
Ryan.
Listening. Tons of talent scouts
yeah.
listening.
What are the odds?
Like Carrie Underwood. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, we need Do you hear what I... Is it Do You Hear What I Hear? Do You See What I See? What's the name of the song?
I think it's Do You See What I See.
We need a Carrie Underwood in a Wiggins America at some point.
Pretty sure
that.
They say okay. both of those things.
I know,
song,
but I don't
so.
Know what
but
the title is.
Oh, the
yeah.
title.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm the Christmas queen. I know everything.
I know what Zumba is.
Who said that? I literally was asking the question because I didn't know what it was.
Staying up all night queen. Assembling toys.
Yes.
That you've done that?
Yes.
I think I have when the kids were littler.
Hence the reason I told you guys yesterday that over the Thanksgiving week off that I had, I got probably 90% of my Christmas shopping done and about 75% of the wrapping done, because those types of things creep up at the last minute and you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is 10 times more magical to wake up to something that functions than, like, you open it up, it's got a million pieces, and then you're like, I don't want to put that together now. It's the meanest thing you can say to a kid on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. How many times, just polling the room, has anybody ever said, hey, we need to get some wrapping done, and you just start spitting some fire because you think it's super funny?
I literally made that joke. Yeah. When we were wrapping gifts over Thanksgiving, we have been watching Stranger Things with the older two kids, to which I texted Ethan and said that he looks like the 2024 version of Steve.
2020 version.
20s. Well, I don't.
I could see that.
Ethan was like, I think his hair is a little poofier. I'm like, he's from the 80s. Like, yeah. That was, yeah. I'm telling you that you look like the hip, cool version of Steve. It's a compliment.
Hey, so,
like,
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. The actual actor who is alive now would look like you, is what she's saying.
I guess so.
Yeah, I should call him and tell him that.
Yeah.
But we put a table in the family room. Stranger Things is on. My older two kids are watching it. I'm like, we could put this in here and we can rap. And then I started.
What'd you rap? This is important.
I just did like a beatbox.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And
total mom thing.
The kids were not impressed.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be.
No, they weren't.
Remember what I said when.
My husband wasn't as impressed as he should have been. He should have been grateful for that.
I thought
it was funny. It was.
When your boy came in here, I said, mm-hmm. It's never funny when your mom does it. It'll never be funny to you when your mom does it, but it'll be funny to other people. Like, other people think uh-huh. she's cool. You never will, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. My poor children. most kids don't have to deal with...
Man, Ethan was like giving your son pretty good advice.
Oh, totally.
Ethan the
Charlie
sage.
Had to be like, thanks, Grandpa.
If Charlie can come in and hang out with Ethan again, it would make his day. He very much so enjoyed it. And
he actually
is the one who... Yeah, you're the old fart.
You're the old man in the room.
Because I gave him sound advice.
Uh-huh.
No, he was like the cool knees. Uncle.
Just like,
the cool older brother, uncle,
that's
cousin man.
Brother energy right there.
Yeah, go on.
I disagree.
Caroling.
Rapping. Oh, have I ever told this story before? My dad, when he was young, when I was young, he was younger also.
No, we've never heard that before. This is brand new information. Thank you.
He stayed up all night putting together a big swing set in our garage. So that when
and
I was
he couldn't
five,
get it out?
And he couldn't get it out. And he had to take the whole thing apart.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's pretty funny. I forgot about it until 2 years ago. He reminded me. He's like, you don't remember that? I'm like, no, I was five. It was lost on me, the work that you did. How about using fine china? This is just in general, but especially Christmas. It's a time when you used to do it.
I don't use fine china. I do host most of the holiday family get-togethers. And I just read an article that said, stop keeping the fine china put away. Use it. There's no mm-hmm. reason to have it if you're not going to use it. And I have my grandma's china somewhere, my paternal grandma's china, and I was thinking about getting it out and maybe using it.
We use it for Christmas, my house. I think I'm 3 for 3 on these so far.
Is it Christmassy china or is it just nice?
It's probably half of it's Christmassy china, like the plates, but then like the glasses mm-hmm. that they use and stuff are probably could be used anytime.
I have like, when I put stuff out on the table, I'm like, this is my grandma's bowl. This is my other grandma's gravy boat. This is grandma's bread basket. Like, it's most of the stuff on the table is the stuff that they used to use, and that means something to me.
Grandma's bread basket sounds like a sports term.
Sounds like some dumb thing that Manfred would come up with.
What a play during the Grandma's bread basket.
Yeah, it's game right 7 of the World Series. The bottom of the ninth. Tied 2-2. It's time for
that pitch was
Grandma's
right down,
bread grandma. Basket.
That's it right there. That pitch was right down Grandma's bread basket. Can you believe he didn't swing at that?
Unbelievable.
I like that we display our china too, like in a cabinet.
You know,
people are like, oh, wow, look at
this
that
plate.
I've never seen plates before.
When we moved into our new house, I was like, we're not buying furniture to show things.
I only put my precious memories, figures, and our china in there. How about drunken office parties? This apparently is a thing of the past. And I don't love drunken office parties, but I hate that the reason we don't do them anymore is pretty much because of corporate. You know?
No, I think it's social media.
Liability. Well, that kind of stuff. I mean,
I have been to some.
But that's how recent.
I have certainly been to some, and anybody who's listening who's attended those with me, I was always the driver. There are people listening right now who could come into this room right now. They're in this building.
We invite them to.
Yeah, come on in.
But nobody above us is listening, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
I was always driving people home late at night.
Yeah. I was a driver a lot too. Yeah.
Same.
Ethan?
No, he was the drinker. He's like, I don't remember
sure
any of these.
Pretty sure there's a certain Christmas party tonight going on or something.
Yeah. There is a Christmas party tonight. Are you guys going? All right, see you there. Looking forward to it. I'm going to be there right at 4. Real Christmas trees.
Yes. I have one in my room right now.
Do you? Do you?
We also do one.
Yes.
Brad, what did you just say?
I am a fan of those.
So everybody but me.
I am a... That sounded like AI. Yeah, I am a fan of
those. That sounds like you like them, but you don't have one?
Yes.
That's, see, you got to interpret
that. You got to drill down a little
bit.
Is there something you and your wife fight over?
No. It's just...
It
just
sounded
did you
like
not
it was.
Put up a
great
fight?
Radio.
It's really hard to find one that'll last long enough, and my wife kind of got a little spoiled on that, so we're just going to do a fake one this year, but we really would like to do a real
I
one.
Was shopping online on Black Friday for them, and Lowe's had them 25% off through Sunday, I think it was, and there was one tree that was not completely covered by snow, and it was a perfect tree.
Oh, man.
And we bought it.
Did a light shine on it from heaven?
Literally.
Really?
From God.
Literally?
Hang one
literally.
Over it.
That's pretty awesome.
Don't
get rid of that tree.
We're walking around and everything was covered in snow. I was fine with it because that's what you're going to get. If you're going to buy a live tree when it's snowed, and I try to shop local when I do that, but it was I think it was a $70 savings to buy that tree at Lowe's this year.
It's almost like the tree itself is printing money.
The discount tree from God.
Yeah. So we bought a Donald Duck from Lowe's that was $70 that will be in our yard tonight.
Well, that's a great ending to a great segment. Thank you everybody for participating.
Are you going to tell us one more minute?
Yeah, one more minute.
Oh, one more minute.
Go on.
All right.
Tell us more things that Ethan still does. Go for it.
Hand-strung popcorn garland.
Can we start calling him Father Christmas?
No, I do not do that.
He's like,
thank
I
you,
draw
finally.
The line there.
Absolutely not.
Has anybody in here ever done that?
We probably did it in grade school growing up.
Popcorn?
I feel like that's probably something we did in grade school.
And cranberries. Why? I'm going to do that this year. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Dried cranberries. It's very pretty. White and red.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
All right.
Ryan, go.
Still got 35 seconds here.
I was looking for another really good one. This is a really good one. Big bulbs.
Excuse me?
I've got big bulbs. You've got big bulbs. But we've got the biggest bulbs. Remember how you used to have big...
The large light bulbs.
Yes, exactly. AC/DC wrote that song.
My lights are still the large ones.
What are we talking about?
You've still got
Christmas lights.
You've got big ones.
Christmas lights.
Ethan, bring it back.
Ethan's got little ones.
The mind's out of the gutters.
This is the Andy Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yay!